Gavayam Sakyanugita Sakato.
Gavayam Sakyanugita Sakato.
Vedeshu Guyeshu Chaguya Vajibi. Yekesho Jagaratma Lilaya. Sri Jatya Vatyati Natatra Sajyate. Sri Jatya Vatyati Natatra Sajyate. Savayam Sakyanugita Sakato. Vedeshu Guhyeshu Chaguhya Vajibi. Yekesho Jagaratma Lilaya. Sri Jatya Vatyati Natatra Sajyate. Savayam Sakyanugita Sakato. Vedeshu Guhyeshu Chaguhya Vajibi. Ya Ekesho Jagaratma Lilaya. Sri Jatya Vatyati Natatra Sajyate.
I just read them, or you read them, or both.
Yeah, I can read them both.
Vai.
Vai. Umata. Umata. Ayam.
Ayam.
Kuro.
Kuro.
Saki.
Saki.
Umata shumiyo.
Umata
shumiyo.
Anuhita.
Anuhita.
Nubata.
Sakata.
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 Vedeshu.
Vedeshu.
Veda bunte no naka no.
Veda bunte no naka no.
Guyeshu.
Guyeshu.
Nanitsura.
Nanitsura.
Cha.
Cha.
Soshite.
Soshite.
Guya varibi.
Guya varibi.
Nanitsura kinshinsha no
naka. Nanitsura kinshinsha no naka.
Ya.
Ya.
Surumono.
Surumono.
Eka,
Eka,
Yuitsu,
Yusha,
Yusha,
Shijoshi Hasha,
Shijoshi Hasha,
Shagat,
Shagat,
Kanzen Zentai no,
Kanzen Zentai no,
Atma,
Atma,
Supasoru,
Supasoru,
Diraya,
Diraya,
Yugi wo kengen suru koto niyotte,
Yugi wo kengen suru koto niyotte,
Tsujati,
Tsujati,
Sozo suru,
Sozo suru,
Abati ati,
Abati ati,
Soshite iji hakai suru,
Translation, oh dear friends. These are the queens of Hastinapur speaking. Ladies of Hastinapur, who are up on the roofs of the palaces watching Krishna depart. Oh dear friends, here is that very personality of Godhead whose attractive and confidential pastimes are described in the confidential parts of Vedic literature by his great devotees. It is he only who creates, maintains, and annihilates the material world, and yet remains unaffected. Let's do the translation. Purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, all the Vedic literatures are glorifying the greatness of Lord Sri Krishna. Here it is confirmed in the Bhagavatam also. The Vedas are expanded by many branches and sub-branches by great devotees and empowering incarnations of the Lord, like Vyas, Narada, Shri. Sukadeva Goswami, the Kumaras, Kapila, Prasad, Janaka, Bali, and Yamaraj. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam especially, the confidential parts of his activities are described by the confidential devotee Sukadeva Goswami. In the Vedanta Sutras or Upanishads, there is only a hint of the confidential parts of his pastimes. In such Vedic literatures as the Upanishads, the Lord has expressively been distinguished from the mundane conception of his existence. His identity being fully spiritual, his form, name, quality, and paraphernalia, and so forth, have been elaborately distinguished from matter, and therefore he is sometimes misunderstood by less intelligent persons as impersonal. But factually, he is the Supreme Person, Bhagavan, and he is partially represented as Paramatma, or impersonal Brahman. Om again, as Srimad Andasya Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshya Militami Natasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. The great devotees of the Srimad Bhagavatam have established that Krishna's pastimes are indeed bewildering. Queen Kunti, she said that it is bewildering that you are the soul of the universe, yet you appear in this world and do so many activities. It is bewildering that although Krishna is unborn, he appears to take birth. Why does he do that? Queen Kunti says, some say he's appeared in order to glorify the Yadu dynasty. Others say you are here to rejuvenate the process of hearing and chanting. As Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, he's got nothing to achieve, yet he still acts. This is a great mystery for the conditioned soul. Generally, if you act, that means you want to achieve something.
まあ、
you are feeling incomplete, so you act in order to make yourself feel more complete. That is the mission of the conditioned soul in this world. How to fill up a feeling of incompleteness by using the mind and senses to get things. If we think that Krishna does the same thing, then we are in ignorance. Krishna establishes in Bhagavad Gita that although he acts in so many ways, he has nothing to achieve, no goals to strive for. You might say that Krishna appears in order to kill the demons and to deliver the devotees, but actually that is not completely so. Of course, Krishna does say that in Bhagavad Gita, that he comes for those two purposes. If you take that statement to mean that Krishna needs to do things and therefore he has to act in a certain way, then that is wrong. Krishna doesn't have to personally come to kill the demons. Any natural disaster can do that. Just like recently around the world, the newspaper headlines were saying how the governor of Tokyo said that he told the soldiers of the Japanese army, if there's an earthquake in Tokyo, keep special watch on the foreigners. He said that whenever there's some natural disaster, foreigners always cause problems, so he ordered the army to keep special eye on them. So all the guys in newspapers were outraged. So the prime minister or someone very high made a formal apology, she must say. You should not have said these things, although we are all thinking now. So, through natural disturbances, so many unwanted people can be cleared out of the world. Krishna doesn't have to come for that. But what about to deliver the devotees? Doesn't Krishna have to appear in order to make that happen? No. The devotees, just by being a devotee is delivered automatically. So then why does Krishna come? He comes simply for his own pleasure. And part of his pleasure is that the devotees can love him in different ways. Because of these activities with his confidential devotees, people misunderstand Krishna. They think, how can the Supreme Absolute Truth have activities and personal qualities?
Yeah.
You see, material existence gives you a false sense of pride. I know all about activities, I know all about qualities and personality. We are all familiar with these things. These things are ordinary. So, who is this Krishna? He has personality, activities, very easy to understand. But, actually, the great devotees in the Bhagavatam say that for this reason, Krishna is difficult to understand. You see, Krishna makes his activities in some way resemble human affairs. And that makes his activities very attractive to human beings. But that very advantage which makes human beings attractive also can be a disadvantage. Because we can think that Krishna's activities, they're just ordinary. The Srimad Bhagavatam constantly makes the point that although Krishna's activities can appear human-like, they are always inconceivable. In other words, as Prabhupada explains in the beginning of Krishna book, although Krishna had his childhood and youth, teenage pastimes, still at every step, in every action, he demonstrated that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Part of living in the material world is that you develop an artificial lack of attraction to Krishna. Yesterday at Harinam, you could see that people were interested in so many things but not Krishna. They were rushing here and there pursuing the false attractions of material existence. And these false attractions are based on a real attraction. That real attraction, of course, is Krishna. Because the soul of the universe is there, therefore the universe appears to be attractive. This is why Maya is bewildering. There seems to be something attractive there, but you can never catch it. Because the real source of attraction is not Maya, it is Krishna. This is why Krishna consciousness is not a belief. It is dealing with the reality of attraction and the source of attraction. Most people, they're not interested in religious beliefs. They want attraction. Just like Josh's old friend Kevin, he's not interested in religious beliefs. His wife, she's attracted to religious life, so she's very open, but he's watching. Is this just some kind of belief that I'm taking on? I'm a practical man. Am I just taking on some belief system? But once people begin to understand the everyday reality of Krishna consciousness, then they become interested how to experience this. So I told him, don't worry, this is not a religious belief. Don't fear. This is simply about experience. Now, all you have to do is chant Hare Krishna and see if you get the experience. So he wants to be a businessman, so I told him, just look at it as a business venture. If you win, you win big. There's the other side of it that Prabhupada would say. I didn't say it though. Prabhupada would say, you want to gamble, you gamble on Krishna. No, he would say, and if you think that you might lose, well, so what? You're already a loser, so what's the difference? What's one more loss in the whole life of being a loser? Of course, there's never any loss with Krishna. In discussing the path of sacrificing the results of activity for his pleasure, Krishna says, there's no loss on this path. And even a little bit of advancement is the greatest asset.
ほんのちょっと前進するだけでもそれは大きな
蓄えてます。
It will protect you from the greatest danger.
で、最も大きな危険から、それによって、最も大きな危険もそれによって守られる。
What is the greatest danger? That we'll lose our human form of life.
で、最大の危機というのは何か。それとそれは人間としての、性を失うということです。
I was on a morning walk with Prabhupada in Los Angeles where he explained that most people who die now, they'll be taking birth as animals and trees.
Prabhupada と私、一度Prabhupadaの朝の散歩に、ロサンゼルスで私が、参加したことがあるんですけれども、そこでPrabhupadaが説明している。今の時代、死ぬ人というのはほとんどが、動物になる、もしくは、樹木になると。
In other words, they may be the Emperor of Japan, they may be Bill Gates of Microsoft, but they, in this life, things are so sinful that they're completely exhausting all their previous pious credits. Yesterday on Harinam, I saw one old Japanese lady, and she was very happy watching the Harinam party. A simple lady, she was smiling with appreciation.
あ、なんかいいことやってるなっていう、そういう、顔つきで、なんか楽しそうに見ていた。
Do we actually understand that that lady is more fortunate than the wealthiest persons in the whole country?
で、そのおばあさんが、まあ、この日本の一番、金持ちの人よりも、恵まれているという、そういうことを皆さんに気づいたでしょうか。
And then, one old man gave Nitai $500.
で、まあ、なんかおじいさんが2体に、
Do we understand that that man's position is far beyond the most influential person in this world? Not only is his human birth in his next life guaranteed, But he will also get a chance to do increased service to Krishna, if not in this life, certainly in the next life.
Krishna の報酬を増やすというそういう機会が得られるわけです。今世で得られないとしても必ず来世で得られるわけです。
And the Bhagavatam says you cannot calculate the wealth that.Can come to him in return for having given to Vishnu. Sometimes we forget that just by a little act of devotional service, people become the most favored in the whole universe. Last week I was driving in New Zealand, and at the intersections in some cities, they have some guys who come out at the red light and wash people's windscreen. Pick up some extra money. Because there, if you don't work, you get money from the government put right in your bank account. So the guy came up to the window and I said, no, not necessary, because I didn't want to pay him.
まあ、そういう人が来て、窓を洗おうとしたわけですけれども、私はいらないと言った。
He was a low class looking guy, looked even a little crazy.
で、まあ、あの、なん
So I waved him off, but he said, oh, no, 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 that's okay, I'll do it for free. So while he was washing the windscreen at the red light, I was thinking, he's become more fortunate than even Bill Gates at this point in time, because he's trying to serve a devotee, although he doesn't know it. We need to remind ourselves of this vision. Which is the reality. The most important thing you can do in your life is service to Krishna. Sometimes people criticize. Maybe even our own family criticizes. What about your taking care of yourself? What about the security of your future? Who will take care of you when you're old? They don't understand that even if it's true that no one takes care of you materially, still, whatever you do in Krishna's service, that is the greatest wealth. And who says it's true that no one will take care of you materially? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ananyas chintayanto mam yejana paripashite tesham nitya vyuktanam yogakshema bhavamyah. Krishna says, for one who is always thinking of him, he brings to you whatever you're missing personally. So why should a devotee think that even materially the devotee won't be taken care of? You see, once again, we are dealing with the pride of those who are under the influence of the material energy. When they accuse devotees that, what about your future? What about your security? With their pride, they're thinking, there is security in the material world. There are people who will take care of you. They are very presumptuous. You know this word? Presumptuous? Alright. They are assuming that in our world people are looked after and taken care of, but you become a devotee, you won't be able to get that.
この世界というのは非常に素晴らしい人で、この世界というのは非常に素晴らしいところでお互い助け合っていると、ところがお前らは禁止者になって、その、なんですか、互いに助け合うという、そういうことがいられなくなってしまうぞという、そういう考えです。
Our world works so nicely and it takes care of everyone.
この社会というのは非常に素晴らしい機構であって、全ての人が、ちゃんと、世話されていると。
And you've given up that world.
で、お前はそれをもう捨ててしまったんだ。
Simply to pursue a mystery.
で、なんか神秘、を追いかけるためだけにそれを捨ててしまった。
This is Krishna.
で、このクリシュナで追いかけるためにと。
So just see the mistake in this kind of thinking. Haven't we seen enough of the false security of Maya?
Maya による、まあ、ちょっと間違った、セキュリティというのが、気づきますでしょうか?
Prabhupada described it like this.
Prabhupada はこういうことを、まあ、こういう形で語っています。
You are a little baby.And you lay your head on the lap of Mother Maya. Oh, here is my mother. I will peacefully lay my head on her lap and sleep with no worry.
膝元に頭を安心して持たせかけて、でそして心安らかに眠ると。
You know what it's like when a little baby goes to sleep on its mother's lap.
で、まあ実際赤ちゃんが、お母さんの膝元に抱かれて眠るというそういう光景、皆さんわかりますでしょうか。
The prophet explained as soon as the little baby goes to sleep, then Mother Maya cuts off its head.
まあ、赤ちゃんが心安らかに眠り始めると、ね、すぐに、母親がその赤ちゃんの頭を切り落としてしまうわけです。
That is the false protection offered by the material energy.
それが、まあ、物質エネルギーの提供してくれるところの、まあ、沈んだ、まあ、保障、セキュリティであるわけです。
But under the influence of the material energy, we are made to see security in an insecure world. So materialists criticize, how can you depend on Krishna? Shishupal, he accused Krishna directly to his face like that.
で、シュシュパールは、まあ、クリシナに面と向かってそういう批判をしたわけです。
Who is this Krishna?
クリシナってこれでどういう人ですか?
How could you choose him to be worshipped at the Rajasuya Yagya?
ラジャスヤヤギアで、まあ、クリシナを崇拝するなんてどういう感じの批判をしてそう決めてしまったんだ?
We don't even know what class this Krishna comes from.
で、クリシナというのはどういう階級の我か、それさえも分からない、はっきりしない。
Is he a coward boy, a Vaishya? Is he a Kshatriya warrior? There are so many great personalities at this yagya. All of them are very glorious in austerity and Vedic study.
副業をやらせては第一人者だし、まあ、ベーザの研究に関しては、権威者だと、そういう偉大な人たちがたくさん揃っている。
So be a good play for you to do, Josh. He likes to be an actor. So again, good Shishupal. So many great yogis here.
ね、yogi、偉大な yogi がいっぱいいると。
So many great austere personalities.
で、副業者、偉大な副業者もいっぱいいると。
Any one of them here could give us liberation from material existence. But have you all become so foolish that you've neglected these great persons and chosen this Krishna?
もう皆さんどういう感情を受けまして知性を失ってしまってこの偉大な人たちをみんな無視してしまってどうしてこんなクリスチャンを崇拝されるべき人物として選んでしまったのか
You've all become influenced by the words of this boy Who is it, Nakula or Sahade? You've become under the influence of this young boy and you've listened to him and you've chosen Krishna
なんだかサハレバカラという人ですけれども、こういう若党の言葉に口車に乗せられてしまって、このクリシナを選んでしまった。
Meanwhile, the Pandavas and the other Yadus there are pulling at their swords, ready to kill Shishupala for speaking like this.
パンダバとかヤドゥとかは、もう今にも罪を抜きそうにして、Shishupalaを殺そうと。
Others left the assembly covering their ears. What was Shishupala thinking? He's very clever. You see, he didn't protest about Krishna being selected until after Krishna was worshipped.
クリシナが崇拝されたと。で、その時まで、クリシナを、崇拝されるべき人物だと選んだということに対して、全く何も一言も批判は言わなかったんです。
Remember, Krishna was selected as the most worshipable person, and then Yudhisthira bathed his feet, and they gave so many opulent gifts to Krishna. And after that, that's when Shishupala protested.
クリシナが最も崇拝されるべき人物として選ばれて、でそして、マハラジ・ユディスラがクリシナの身足を洗うと、でクリシナにいろんなこう、高価な捧げ物をするわけです。そうやった時になって初めて、そういう美しさ文句を言い始めた。
シュシュパー was thinking, I'll wait till the crucial moment when the sacrifice is supposed to start, and then I'll cause a fightThere will be bloodshed in the sacred sacrificial arena, and Yudhisthira's yagya will be spoiled.
ここぞという時まではもう全く何も言わずに、ここぞという時になって初めて、そういういざこざを起こして、でそして、その大切な時に、血の雨を降らす大喧嘩を起こらせて、でそしてマハラジ・ユディスラのヤギアを台無しにしてやろうという、そういう魂胆であったわけです。
So he began to blaspheme Krishna at that moment.First of all, to feel his perverted pleasure in blaspheming Krishna, and secondly, to cause a fight so there would be bloodshed.
その大切なその当初にやっとこう、批判の声を上げた。それはなぜかというと、クリシナに暴徳をするというその歪んだ自分の思惑が一つ。で、そしてまた、マハラジ・ユディスラのそのヤギアを台無しにしてやろうというその思惑がまた一つ、そうしたものがあったからです。
So how did Krishna spoil his plan?
で、クリシナがどういうふうにしてそのシュシュパラの、計画を遮ったか。
He stopped the others from pulling at their swords.
で、クリシナは、その他の人たちが剣を、今にも、抜こうとしている、それを止めた。
And with his disc, he cut off Shishupala's head in such a way that not one drop of blood was shed. So can you take shelter of anyone more expert than Krishna?
そうした人、いるでしょうか。そういう人に、保護を求めることができるような、保護を求めることができるようなクリスチャンでも持っているエキスパートの人というのはいるでしょうか。
Actually, for someone who's a devotee, their support is coming from Krishna.
原始者にとっては、いろんな支持、支援というのはクリスチャンからやってきます。
For those who are householders, it may seem that, oh, I'm getting my support from this job or from my family. But for the dedicated devotee, it is actually Krishna who is supporting.
しかしながら、身を捧げた原始者にとってはそれを支えてくれるのはクリシナです。
With our intelligence, we have to analyze: is it better to depend on the material energy or to depend on Krishna?
で、知性を持って見極めるべきです。物質のエネルギーに支えられるべきか、保護を求める、助けを求めるべきか、もしくはクリシナに助けを求めるべきか。
But sometimes materialistic people can fill us with anxiety.
まあ、それには、まあ、宗教的な人が、まあ、いろいろ言って、でそれによって、まあ、不安に包まれて、私たちが不安に包まれてしまうということもあるかもしれません。
Who will take care of you when you're old?
で、年取ったら誰が、世話してくれるのか。
Do you have enough insurance?
で、保険もちゃんとか、十分、あるか、入ってるか。
Of course, as far as possible, we think about these things as devotees. As far as possible, we try to take care of these things. But we know that the material energy gives no shelter.
ところが同時に、まあ、物質エネルギーは全く何の、よろべとなるものも与えてくれないということをしっかり、して、います私たちは。
Can we trust materialistic family, society, government?
で、まあ、物質的な家族や社会や国にそうしたものは、本当に、信頼できるものでしょうか。
Better to understand Krishna and learn to trust Krishna.
でそれでもクリシナについて学ぶ、でそしてクリシナを信頼する、その方がより意味優れています。
Whatever comes from, whatever support comes from the material world, we can take, but we are not dependent. We're not basing our whole life on this.
で、まあ、物質の世界からさまざまな、支えがあるかもしれません。しかしながらそれを、すべてだと思って、まあ、それにそれを基盤にして生きるわけではありません。
Our life is dedicated to trying to understand Krishna. That is our security.
で、まあ、私たちの人生というのは、クリシナについて学ぶということに、傾けられるわけです。傾けるわけです。で、それによってそれが、まあ、本当の、保障、セキュリティです。
So as far as possible, without going becoming fanatical, we take care of ourselves materially. But we do not lose sight of what our real purpose in life is, to understand Krishna.
Krishna を知る。それが、まあ、人生の大切な点であるということをそれによって忘れてしまうわけではありません。
What about protection, security from taking birth as an animal or a tree?
で、木や、動物に生まれてしまう、そういうことからの、保障、保護、これは一体どうなってしまうんでしょうか。
On this walk I was with Prabhupada, he explained that when you lose your human form of life and go down into the lower speciesIt's not that, for example, you just become a dog once or a tree once. No, he said, you must become every kind of dog, every kind of tree.
でただ一回犬になってそれでおしまい、ただ一回木になってそれでおしまいというのではなくて、犬の全種類、木の全種類で、それにならなければならない。
Not that you become a German Shepherd once and that's it for your dog births and you go to something else.
ジャーマンシェパードに一回なって、ね、それで終わりというのじゃなくて、犬の種、これ全部やらなければならないわけです。
No, you must becomeEvery type of dog, and then you move to the next level. This is something that we should be afraid of. And we should want to protect others from this greatest danger.
から他の人たちも守ってあげなければならないと思うべきです。
Therefore, we take to trying to understand Krishna with great determination.
ですから、クリシナに、明け渡すというその偉大な決意が、大きな決意が必要と思います。
And Krishna comes to this world and displays his activities of pleasure to attract us.
で、まあ、さまざまな喜びにした活動をこの世界で、クリシナは示してくれると。
Krishna is not working, he's simply enjoying. You ever seen some little kids playing and then another little kid comes by and they say, oh, come, you come join too, come play with us. The kids don't think they're working. They think, oh, we're having a good time and you also come and join, it's so much fun. Similarly, Krishna displays his pastimes to invite you. Come join in on the fun. But we have many excuses. How secure is life with you, Krishna? Is there any insurance policies in your lila? Of course, living in this world, we use things like insurance. But we don't base our whole security on these things. I know one doctor in New Zealand whose parents raised him to be very careful about how to live material life. They told him, you should have an insurance policy for everything. Even his father told him, you should take out an insurance policy in case you become sick or hurt and you can't do your occupation. Always be very careful and expert about all your dealings, and then you'll be successful in life. Very thorough. Using all kinds of material security. So this doctor went on to become the top alternative doctor in the country.
New Zealand の alternative doctor の一番上の人だ。
And one time he was taking a trip on the ferry between the two islands of New Zealand. And suddenly the sea became very turbulent, and he was on the boat, he was thrown forward and he hit his head on a railing. And he forgot all his medical knowledge. And then his wife left him. He was useless for economic development, so she left him. He could remember only little fragments of his medical brilliance. He had millions of dollars worth of the latest alternative medical technology.
で、オーダーネイティブ医学のその、専門学的なその、お金、それを
Patients were coming from all over the world. Because in New Zealand, the laws against alternative medical techniques are less than in the USA. He even had one of those machines, what is it, oxidizes the blood? You've heard it, Marge? It takes your blood and it oxidizes something.
Recycling.
Yes. All these things, and they were working. He was so famous. And he said he was very proud. I'm number one. Whenever ordinary doctors had a patient who there was no hope for, they would always send that patient to him. Maybe, only he can help you, maybe. But in 1 second, this was all finished. All his knowledge finished because he hit his head. He couldn't remember. So now I know what you're thinking now. I know what you're thinking now. What about the insurance policy? He had occupational hazard. He had what do you call it? He had insurance that if his he could not perform his occupation, he would get millions of dollars. His father gave him very good advice, yes. Take every kind of insurance. Have 30 insurance policies to cover everything in your life. So, he was, his occupation was finished, and of course he contacted the insurance company. Okay, hand me the millions of dollars. This happened. Everybody knows it. And the insurance company said, this will take some time. We have to think about this. First, you must get some tests to satisfy us. Then you must fill out this form. You must fill out that form. Now we have this committee to consider your request. And they will recommend to another committee.
It's
been 5 years and not one penny has he gotten. And now he cannot afford to hire a lawyer to attack the insurance company. All his savings are finished. And he knows that the insurance company knows he's got no money to hire a lawyer. It's all business. The insurance company said, we know you have no money, you can't take us to court, so we're going to take, we'll do whatever we like with you. This is the security of the material world. And remember, his father advised him, get every kind of insurance policy. That is the proper way to live. What did it do for him? But in this humbled, smashed condition, he came to Krishna consciousness. He said, I would have never done this before my accident. And then he was shocked. As he began to chant Hare Krishna, his medical knowledge started coming back. Then the insurance company, they said, remember, we're still processing your claim. You can't practice medicine because you're supposed to be sick. If we catch you healing anybody, we're going to really throw your claim out. So now he can only do his medical practice on devotees very secretly for free. So this is a good lesson in material security and spiritual security. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Krishna is the supreme controller. And he has a body, he has characteristics, personality. Any questions?
So, we also talk something like that to people, and most of the people, the response of most of the people is such that such a thing happens to only a few people, not to everyone.
Yes. Disaster never strikes in Japan. The material energy is so blinding that people forget that they're simply living on volcanoes and earthquakes. That's the foundation of their land.
Yeah. And they also forget that even if they get all the insurance and, you know, at the time of death, it's all over anyway. That's the real point, you know. It doesn't happen. Not everybody, that kind of thing happens. But that they get more fooled if everything goes over. people have some minor accident and they get so much insurance and, you know, they just think, now I can enjoy like anything. But then when they die, then they have to get all the karma. It's hard to people understand.
どれほど保険をかけておいても、ね、死ぬときにはもうそれは全部終わってしまうわけで、でカルマっていうのは全部受けなきゃいけないと。で、なんか小さい事故で保険で大金が手に入ってきたんで、これでもう、万々歳だと思ったら余計にこう目が覆われてしまうわけです。で、もう死ぬときに、その保険というのはもう効かないわけですし、まあ、そのカルマっていうのは全部降りかかっていくのか、まあ、そういうことはなかなか、分かる人は難しいです。
You can.
No, I was going to say forgetfulness. Seems like that happens to us all the time. It's some bump on the head or something happens and we just forget everything about Krishna. You know, for 1 minute or for 1 day or, you know, right? That propensity for forgetfulness is very strong.
でまあ、現地者もなんか頭をぶつけて、で、クリシュのことを、まあ、一日忘れるとか、まあ、そういうことを、しばらく忘れるとか、まあ、そういうのはあるわけです。忘れるという傾向は非常に強いと。
You can do a service for people, if you're able to, by pointing out to them very skillfully how there is no security in the material world.
まあ、この物質の世界には、安全性がないと、保障、まあ、セキュリティというのがないと。そういうことを、まあ、世の人々に、指し示す、べきです、
That will help us to remember and help them too.
で、そういうことをやれば、まあ、自分自身でもそれを思い出すことができるわけですし、人にもそれを、知らせることができるわけです。
As Hari Chandra Maharaj pointed out, devotees, they also forget that Krishna is the only shelter.
で、まあ、ガリシェンダル・マハラジも指摘しましたように、まあ、研修者も時々忘れてしまうと、クリシュナが唯一の、まあ、安全保障であるということ。
プラブパッド said there are two types of kirtan。
で、2種類のキルタンがあるというふうにプラブパッドは言っています。
Chanting Hare Krishna and discussing with analysis the pitfalls of the material energy。
まあ、ハレクリシュナを唱えること。で、そしてまた、もう一つは、この物質の世界の様々な落とし穴、それを分析して、まあ、討論し合うことです。
Prabhupada said that both kinds of kirtan must be there, otherwise the devotees will grow weak and fall away.
で、その二つの種類のキルタンがなければならないと。そういうのがなければ、研修者は弱くなって、まあ、落ちていってしまう。
Part of developing intelligence is being able to understand how insecure material shelter is. So much people don't know. They think they're so materially expert.
まあ、このようなことはもういろんなことを知っていると思っているけれども多くのことを、まあ人は、まあ、知らないわけです。
Just like in the USA, the big land of illusion, they think that, oh, there has never been any world wars fought on our shores.
で、ちょうど、まあ、アメリカ合衆国みたいなものです。で、まあ、この幻想の大陸で人々が考えていると。で、このアメリカの中で、世界大戦というのが、行われたことはないと。
All the battles were overseas.
で、全ての戦争というのはアメリカの中ではなくて、まあ、外国で行われたことです。
This is a big part of American pride.
で、これがアメリカの、持つプライドの大きな部分である。
But just recently, hidden truth came out.
で、ところがまあ、最近、まあ、知られざる事実が、まあ、明らかにされた。
In World War II, the Germans were sinking cargo ships right off the shore of New York City, and the government covered it up. World War II, the Germans were sinking cargo ships right within sight of the people on the beach around New York.And, but the government covered it up.
で、 第二次世界大戦中のことですけれども、ニューヨークの近くで、まあ、その陸にいた人たちが見ている目の前で、ドイツの海軍がその、貨物船を沈めたっていう、そういうことがあったわけですけれども、それがなんかこう政府がその事実に、まあ、蓋をしてしまった、人々に知らせなかったと。
Americans, they think, oh, we know everything.
Two hundred
ships went down within sight of people on the shore, and the government covered it up. Because the government didn't want the people to panic.
で、まあ、その国の人が、国民がパニックとしては、いけないと、させたくないと、そういうふうに国が思ったからです。
When the remains of the ships would wash ashore, the army would come along and tell everyone, you didn't see this, you didn't see this, don't say anything, you're forbidden.
で、まあ、その、難破のいろんなものが、岸辺に、流れてくるわけですけれども、そうすると兵隊がやってきて、これは見なかったことにしろよと、これはもう一切口外してはならんと、そういうふうに人に、口を打たした。
And all the newspapers were forbidden to print anything?
で、新聞もそれに関して、まあ、記事を書いてはいけないということで、まあ、禁止された。
So, 200 ships sink right within full view of people on the beach and no one knows.
で、まあ、ビーチにいる200、ビーチにいる人たちの目の前で200の船が沈められたわけですけれども、けれども完全に、まあ、秘密にされてしまった。
Because the government wanted everyone to feel safe and secure.
で、まあ、アメリカの国が、まあ、国民全体が、まあ、安全保障を感じることができるようにということです。
As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, material world means two classes of people, cheaters and cheated.
バスケットさんが言っているように、この世界が、騙される人と騙される人という2種類の人で構成されている。
That's all.
で、まあ、それ以上、まあ、それ以上でもそれ以下でもありません。
Better to try and understand Krishna.
で、それよりも、クリシナを理解する、方が、まあ、優れています。
That is the best protection.
で、それが最高の、まあ、保証です。
All right. I'll go ahead and show you.